Here we are. That is on. We are back. And if only have you taken a photo, Harry?
Yes.
It's like we've made it.
We have. We've arrived, finally.
So we're in some sort of seedy boudoir. Sort of place I see you ending up at 2 in the morning, actually, Harry.
Yes, so it's sort of place I have ended up 2 in the morning.
In fact, I think you did sort of film of this at 11 o'clock last night.
Oh, well, yeah, I was here yesterday, didn't you?
So, it's quite disconcerting. I've got rather a large mirror in front of me, seeing myself talking. That might put me off as well.
So,
I should be sat there.
You should just
stare at myself.
You're the narcissist.
Yeah.
Good. Right. Steve.
Here we go.
Here we go. Back. How long has it been, Steve?
I'm reliably told it's been 5 months.
Almost exactly 5 months, Harry.
How long has it been for me?
Right, good question, Harry.
Yeah.
Worked rather haphazard at the end.
I know, yeah.
I think...
Was that injured?
You went... Yeah, you went injured, but you had been away as well. You went away... When did you go to...
Oh, good point, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I think I missed the last one because I was in Madrid. But before then, I'd been...
Missing.
I've been AWOL, yeah.
You'd be missing bloody Campbell.
Paul De Luca.
Your absence coincided with Liverpool's demise.
Yeah. Yeah, and my sort of fantasy demise as well.
No, that started very early.
Right, so here we are now. Okay, so it's exciting that we're here. I think the trigger of this was a couple of things. One was a rather bizarre spike in downloads of the pod from LA and New York. No, not New York. LA and Washington. I can only presume there's a confused bot over there, or we've got to be careful because we could be undue influence on the American election. So we've got to be careful.
Well, we should have checked for lots of news reports related to no clean sheets.
Yeah.
In that area.
We should have checked no clean sheets. I mean, I've got a theory maybe, but it's not sort of title Taylor Swift would give to her latest single, is it really?
Well, you never know.
Never know. Anyway, good to be back. I think it's going to be quite complicated, isn't it? Because it's 5 months relying on three people who I'm going to suggest memories aren't their strongest suits in any way, shape, or form. But I think what we should do is each take it turns and just about highs and lows of the last 5 months in a more sort of weekendy fashion rather than football fashion. Although in some of them there will be an overlap, I can imagine. But Steve, I think over to you. I'm going to guess there's been quite a lot of Korean action for you over the last 5 months. Have you been to Korea the last 5 months?
Shockingly, I haven't. It's been quite a nice, relaxed summer, wasn't it? It's just get away. There was this football tournament that got in the way, but other than that...
Brilliant. We'll come to that. Harry and I shared a moment.
Quite nice, relaxed.
Or two, actually. Two moments.
So yeah, all very chilled. Football's not been as friendly as it could have been, obviously, from last season missing out to this year. We happen to have decided to meet up following Arsenal's first defeat of the season. And before we play Liverpool, of course.
So I know. That on the upside, we can hope and pray that the thieving scousers get their just desserts like they didn't get on Sunday. But yeah, so you said, did you go away? Do you have any holidays or anything like that?
No, I kept putting it off. So with the exception of the odd theatre here or cinema there, it's been a very chilled.
You've not been away?
I've not been away.
Steve, you didn't go away for the whole of last season.
That is also true.
That's not healthy, Steve. Whilst we all know it's lovely here in the metropolis, you've got to get away a bit.
Well, I definitely never quite understand the people that stay in the UK until it gets hot and then go away.
I agree with you on that one.
That's kind of strange,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm more likely, if I do anything, it could be November, December.
But as we discussed already, you didn't go away last winter.
I didn't, but I do like to hibernate in December. I like to take all the work and shut it down and then have a month of a very short circuit that doesn't involve going out in the cold.
What's it like in Korea this time of year?
That's a good question.
Listen, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Steve, how many miles are the furthest away you've been from, let's call it the Emirates Stadium, so that's where your universe oscillates from. What is the furthest you've been away from there in the last 12 months?
In the last 12 months?
Yeah.
Edinburgh?
Shut up. When did you get that? That's a holiday.
That's not a holiday.
Well, it's another country.
That's another country.
I've never been to Scotland.
What?
Yeah, never been up there.
I'm Scottish. Edinburgh, 3 till 8, that's where I lived. I can actually remember. I was born just outside Glasgow.
That's not the holiday
It is a holiday destination, Edinburgh. It's got almost as many tourists as Camden.
It's a change of scene, which makes me think you must have done your South of France.
No. No, good. That's good memory, though. The South of France got postponed because Gemma's got very, very bad back, which has only got worse, really, and we've had two operations moved. So we've only been... We have been out of the country, but Pembrokeshire, so that's Welsh Wales. It's lovely. And then we've been to Cornwall twice.
Now, I feel like you... Did you buy her something that was going to help her back? Have I made that up? Maybe a bike or something?
Yeah, no, that is good memory. I got her a Brompton electric bike at Christmas, but it didn't work.
To put it on charge.
Put it on charge. It's actually quite firm, Brompton, so it's quite jarring on her back. And also, I made a mistake.
And you have to sort of unfold it as well.
No, I watched the video, learned how to do it. I was very good at it, actually. But the first thing we used it was to go into town on the day after, we had Boxing Day or the day after. Then I wheeled it through Liberty's. On sales day, that's quite stressful actually. Rammed, and I'm pushing a fucking Brompton bike around. So that's good memory, but it's a long time ago. So that, fun enough, has a long list of bad presents for Gemma that I've never done. Fortunately, I basically said I'll pay for it, but it's a trial, and if it doesn't work, I can give it back. And Lunar that's Cycles,
right. Yeah,
and okay. Lunar Cycles honoured that deal, which is very good of them actually. So they feel a bit sorry for them, but yeah. So that was that. So we didn't go abroad, but we did. I think my highlights, I've got to remember, that's the trouble, what's before and after, but I think what I did in terms of fun nights out that I think are consistent with the high level of fun nights out we put into this podcast, Jamie XX at Ali Pally, as always, with Mandy, and that was really good fun.
With Mandy?
She was great.
Hopefully meant something else there.
I didn't mean that. So that was great. So we had a really good time. He was really good, actually, Jamie XX. Are you a fan, Harry?
Jamie XX, yeah. Well, I know a couple of tunes, yeah.
Well, I put you on the Instagram, because when we got excited about it, did you understand that?
I didn't understand it, no.
So, you have to listen to it. It's Falling Together. It's on his new album.
Right.
And it's quite disturbing, because of the unacceptable face of Scouserdom, because the girl that's talking on it is a Scouser. But it's a really nice track.
Fair enough.
Quite mellow, probably a bit calm for you.
Did the bit that you put on, yeah. Was it the Scouse Bird talking?
Yeah, that's her. If you listen to it all the way through, let's carry that bit, but you talk all the way through.
Right.
I found myself disconcertedly thinking, I quite like this track, and that is a Scouse accent. So it just shows we can all change.
It just makes sense for you, yeah.
And the other thing is, as Paul pointed out the other day, I was saying, actually, yeah, I quite like Slot. Is it Slot?
Oh, the Slot, yeah.
Yeah, I quite
Slot
like Slot. Machine. And mostly I think I like him because he's actually suggesting what I've been talking about for quite a long time is that actually Jürgen Klopp was useless and an absolute shite. Because he's a lot better than him. So that
I think Klopp did mention when he came in, it's about what he left the club. He left the club and he didn't do a Ferguson and sort of leave.
We know where he left. A dungeon full of
tormented
children.
It definitely feels like this reunion couldn't have happened at a much worse time.
It was a badly timed
reunion.
We should probably stress that we were going to come back sooner, but we decided to give you some time to get used to the names of all the players in the Chelsea squad.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Here we are in October.
I've only been to one game, the Forest game, and as tragically, this is no real departure from the usual thread. So only three of us made it of the regulars. Piers, our regular here, obviously, Scott and me. You won't remember it, because it was 1-1. They got a player sent off, and the worst thing that could happen, so they shut up shop, and Nottingham Forest have got a good defence. But their time-wasting was another level. I mean, their goalkeeper literally pretended to pass out.
Yeah, they did the same thing at Anfield.
Did they? Yeah. And then somebody obviously said to him, you can pass out, because that's a head injury, then you'll have to go off. So somebody came to, made four amazing saves, 30 minutes in injury time, but all that meant was the whole Matthew Harding was going ballistic. There was a fight on the pitch, and as we left, Piers looked at me and said, I know it's wrong, but I think I enjoyed that more than if we'd won 2-1, because the atmosphere was properly kicking off. It was like the good old days, so we really enjoyed it.
It's like you guys have something in common, because it was a draw, right?
Yeah.
Did you? And they beat you out.
We lost, yeah. And I forgot to take Matt Sells out of my fantasy team. I left him in goal, and he kept a clean sheet, and I sort of blamed myself for that.
Oh.
So that's the thing. I've got Stafford. He's going to go for it.
I must say, and of course, as we did, the other thing we did say, well, it's not that bad drawing the Nottingham Forest because they beat one of the three goals you conceded.
They were good.
They were good. Well, actually, even despite all that.
We watched them on Monday night.
They're very, very organised.
Mm.
So you haven't been getting to the bridge
this season? Not been getting to the bridge. I've been very poor. I don't know any of the team, really.
You're not the only Chelsea fan.
Apart from the only...
I think you're not the one of the only fans in the league who doesn't know any of the players in Chelsea.
Chelsea team. Except for, obviously, Cole, Chippy Chip Cole, who is superb.
He is. Quite ill there.
I'm very quiet the last two games, actually.
Did a good job.
Not that I'm suggesting this as a test, but I was saying to someone yesterday that if you was to give me £100 per Premier League manager, this season might be my lowest return. I don't think I could name every manager in the Premier League.
Oh, I see what you mean. No.
Mm.
No.
I think I can name most of them. I think.
You could.
I reckon there's a good five or six who I can watch the club and just completely forget.
Who's managing them? There's been a lot of churn.
I think if I had the list of clubs, then you'd be able to work them out.
Yeah. So, back to our... Jamie XX was fun. But I think it's probably the couple of best nights out were football-related. So, and Harry was at both of them. One for all of it. One for the catastrophic second... third half.
Yeah.
So, Harry... Did I tell you this? I was basically... quarter-final downstairs. You turned up a bit late.
Well, see, this is the thing. So I watched the first half of it in the Abbey. We watch all the games in the Abbey usually.
Yeah.
And I get a massive gang of people. But that was on the weekend of Glastonbury. So everyone seemed to be up at Glasto, which means we had a sort of shocking turnout in the Abbey.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of people sat around, no atmosphere. At half time, I think someone was chanting, "We're fucking shit." And I turned around to him and went, you fucking what, mate? Like, don't fucking, how dare you? Do you know what I mean? I was fuming at him.
Yeah.
And I thought, I turned around to my brother, my mate Maddie, and thought, fuck this, we're getting out of here. Because we lose if I sit around this atmosphere. Yeah. And that's sort of superstitious that I think, no, fuck it, if I've got the wrong energy, we're going to lose. So I came up here, knowing full well my brother was here and a few of my mates.
Yeah.
And we watched that fucking dire second half. And it was like, and then Rice hit the post, didn't he?
Yeah.
Just before the end, and by that point I was pissed. So I've gone to punch the wooden gate outside in the garden, and ended up missing the wooden gate completely and punching a concrete pillar and breaking a bone in my hand.
I didn't know this.
Did you not know this?
No. We were inside. Just to be sure, the grown-ups were inside, watching the football, having a nice chat.
So you were inside with Rich, weren't you? Yeah.
Rich, Nathan, Steve. Yeah. There was a lot of the Monday night football lot were there. Chris was there, I think.
And so I punched this fucking the concrete pillar trying to hit the wooden thing, and then I've obviously not noticed I've done it because I'm that hammered. And then I think with about 30 seconds to go, we'd lost the ball, and I'd gone inside thinking that is it, it's game over, fuming obviously. And as I got to the door, I noticed you and Rich, you were sat right by it, and Nathan was there, and I think Nathan just walked in, I think. And so I thought, fuck it, I'll stand with you lot.
Yeah.
Because me and Nathan never lose when we're on the same team.
Yeah.
And then Bellingham scores that over a kick, and we were just fucking pandemonium.
Went nuts. Those two, Nathan and Harry, on the floor, right by the bar, this is. And then entertainingly, Steve, who is, I mean, he's young looking, but he is over 60, jumps on top of them. So I said, what was that about this as well? It's a pylon, isn't it, Bruce?
It was right, yeah. I slipped, I pinched up in the air, and I must have slipped on a.
And so it was euphoric, obviously, because then obviously they won that, and that was euphoric.
Well, actually, I went out into the back to smoke for extra time, and as soon as Nathan walked outside, he asked me for a cigarette.
Yeah.
Kane gets the one.
Yeah.
So it was like if we were next to each other,
you had to stay together,
and that's that superstition again. So I was like to Nathan, right, just don't leave me now for the rest of the half.
And it was, I think that was what was great about you, because it was unexpected sort of late winners, which is feels like it's normally the other way around for England. But was even more unexpected. So almost like lightning hitting the same place twice. Do you know what happened after that, Steve? I mean, I don't know why I'm asking you, because you'll never, ever guess. I think one of the most unlikely things to happen in a bar at that sort of moment in time.
Oh, brilliant.
You missed it.
God.
No, go for it.
Harry bought around. I know.
Oh, wow.
Can you believe it? I was never got that one.
I thought Steve was going to faint. But.
I was thinking of all the wisecracks, and even that wasn't coming.
I videoed it.
I must have been in a good mood.
You were pissed.
And it was euphoric. So we really enjoyed that. And then obviously the semi-final then, again, in here, Gypsy Queen. Where do you watch them at home, or do you go to a pub for them?
Some, we had a few mates gathering at houses, but it feels like there's a growing trend of the pub environment just being a bit too temperamental. If you get a place that's a bit negative or
Well, that's interesting. The Abbey obviously was a bit like that for you. The Gypsy's always positive. Once or twice you'll get one person, but they quite quickly get explained that it's probably best if they don't give their considered opinion. I mean, no one's there to hear some pseudo expert.
If you've got your group, then you're all right. So I load up with about 30 people to go to the Abbey. Yeah. So that if someone does something,
but you are nonsense,
we'll stand up and go like that. Or you just wouldn't even bother because someone would just chuck a pint there and was like,
the Gypsy's not quite that direct, but it is just a positive vibe because it's not.
Did I not invite you to watch a game, Steve?
You did one of them. I was heading.
You were heading down towards Camden. I was walking through.
Yeah, I can't remember what game that was, but I definitely remember bumping into you.
Yeah,
on the way.
On the way.
So the semi final, which was that was a Wednesday before we went actually to. I can't remember where we must have been going to Pembrokeshire. So it ended a bit messy that. So we won, obviously, last minute winner. Place went nuts. I'm blaming Rich for this. Started to get us all on spirits. I'm very good on spirits, frankly. So then. Harry, I think, said he was at the Dublin Castle, and
of course.
So I somehow ended up in the Dublin Castle with John, having broken his bike because I tried to do a
wheelie.
Basically, broke his. Well, that was sat on the back of the rack. Funny enough, it broke. So we ended up in there till 2:30.
That was a great night, wasn't it?
We were flying.
Yeah.
Absolutely flying. There's a photo. Have I shown you the photo? I'll put it on the Instagram.
Yeah.
It's like Hogarth's
Gin
Row. It's all, well, it is, you're in it. Lorcan, I don't even remember seeing's in it.
Lorcan's in it? I haven't seen Lorcan since then.
Yeah. There's a few people in there with face death. You can see the picture and you don't have to have any words. You know, that place has gone.
Yeah. Oh, what a night that was.
Fantastic night out.
It's been downhill since then.
Well, it has, but it was downhill as I left there because I'm rather baffling. I somehow persuaded the Lime Corporation to let me have one of their bikes home, and I parked it. As I parked it, it basically wrestled me to the ground. It ended up, I was underneath the Lime bike parking it, which does beg the question, what was I doing riding a Lime bike home? Because I shouldn't have been. How I passed there, are you the sobriety test? I'll never know. Gemma wasn't impressed at all.
Yeah, we were all twisted.
You have this wonderful knack of telling a story that makes me A, want to be there, and B, really not want to be there.
I tell you what, you definitely want to be there.
That kind of the sort of nights out we have.
The next morning, I had to drop off the vest. I had to do loads of stuff because we were going on holiday the next day. And Gemma had already reprimanded me on my utter lack of maturity, and I was in such a bad way. Like, it's like literally one in a 18 months hangover.
Just hearing it, I feel a little bit hungover from here.
It was, honestly, I felt I felt poisoning myself.
Even I was hungover the next day, that sounds something.
I was going to say, I did think it was a bit like that sketch on Spitting Image, when just say you've coughed a few with Ollie Reed. I thought that's what happens if you end the night with Harry. That is the best. And John. John claimed he hadn't drunk anything. I don't believe it for a second.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that was a hard, I'm just going through, I'm trying to do summer and not just football, so that was good. And that was highlights. Not really bad summer, generally, apart from Gemma and her back. All quite good. How about you, Harry? How was your summer? You've had a roller coaster of a summer, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've been away.
I can probably start with sort of Spain ruining my entire summer.
I know it's painful memory for you, Harry, but it's good to talk as men. We should explain. It's very important that you explain to me exactly what you think the kind of final straw was with. Just share with us what happened. But I think it's important to hear about that moment involving Tom Jones.
Yeah. So, Spain obviously beat us in the final, which I should have known then.
Don't
move to Madrid. But then I thought at the same time, if you can't beat them, join them.
Sensible.
So, you know, it was a bit of an in our room. And obviously my girlfriend, or my ex-girlfriend, was over there. But, and
yeah. Kind of blowing, yeah, that was a kind of spoiler.
If you're listening, love you still. Nice one. Right. But however, so I went out there, and then I was there for a couple of weeks, but, you know, the old problems come up a little bit. And it was really hot as well, you know, it's 37 degrees. I'm not built for that sort of fucking heat, you know. It was getting
Celtic blood.
Exactly, I need to be in the cold, man.
Yeah.
I need to have a coat on.
Yeah.
So, I was, you know, we're having a nice time, whatever. But I went out with Alice's sister and her boyfriend for the first time. And you've obviously got to make a good example of yourself. But I decided to have 3 bottles of wine before I went out. As you do, you know. Like in 37 degree heat, like, nothing could possibly go wrong.
Always hydration.
Yeah, yeah, this is the trick. I thought there's enough water in this wine, surely. Mm. So we've gone out. By that point, I'm fucking hammered, as you can imagine. And we've gone to, I think at some point in the night I was trying to hop over bollards and fell over. And I think probably at that point I should have realised, well, maybe I should go home now. We went to the karaoke bar, and some bloke is butchering Tom Jones. And I thought, come here, give me that, sort of. Like. So I ran over to him, completely forgetting I was in Madrid and I don't speak any Spanish. So I've gone over and sort of tried to wrestle the mic off him. Now, if I do that in Camden, you can kind of charm your way out of it.
Yeah.
And go, here, mate, come on, let me do that.
Yeah.
But no, I couldn't really explain to him that I only just wanted to sort of...
Save Tom Jones lying on the floor.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, try to revive Tom Jones.
Which song?
It was not unusual.
And
it's not unusual for me to do that, to be fair.
It's one of your favourites.
Yeah, exactly.
Your go-to karaoke.
Which is, to be fair, I said that joke to him at the time, and no one got it. And I thought, this is just not the place for me.
That would be the Spanish.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah, that's the language barrier. Lost in translation. But nonetheless, I fucking tried to take the mic off him. It didn't go well. And they kicked me out of the karaoke bar. And then, so Alice came out of me, bless her. I think we argued a little bit on the way home, but not too much, you know. And then,
well, she's probably heard your version and knew it was better.
Yeah, honestly, I'd only got a couple of lines out, and then chucked me. So I was cutting up. I said, "Can I at least finish?" And then, yeah. So obviously, we've gone home, and then I think a couple of days later, she's gone to meet her sister, and her sister's. I mean, because she was as drunk as me.
Yeah.
So I couldn't really remember what I'd done wrong, and then her sister obviously relayed.
More detail.
What I'd done, yeah, in more detail. What I'd done, and she said, "Well, look, we can't have that." So I'm off. See you later. And then left me in the flat and drink for like 3 days. And I was like, right, do you know what? I think maybe I should just book a flight home. I think my time is done.
I'm amazed they didn't say, ask you to do a residency at the karaoke bar.
I thought the same thing.
Idiots. No sense of humour, the Spanish.
Honestly.
They've got no sense of humour. So that's obviously the low point, but then since then, I think it is important because it's always a feature. How is the love life going? Are you
okay? I'm fine, yeah. Nothing on that front to report so far.
You're such a liar.
I'm just going to do some things.
Watford?
Nothing. Do you know what? It rings a bell, Watford. I think. I woke up there the other night. Well, I came to there the other night. I've been on a heavy one.
It's good to know that you've calmed down in the.
Just for
loyal listeners, just see episode 2. That's all I'll say. We'll move on from there.
We'll move on from that, and then
And
what else have I done? I can't really remember. This is the thing, since I've got back, it's been a bit of a blur, actually.
So how long was you actually in Madrid for?
I was only there for like a few weeks. I'd fully moved there. You know? Like I moved all my stuff up there and was like planning on being there for the long haul. But
signed up for Spanish lessons?
Yeah, I was just trying to learn and everything like that. But Duolingo's not that good. You don't really learn anything. It's just sort of like... multiple choice, so it's nothing.
No, to you need to be. I think it's a good idea. It's a shame, actually. It's a good idea to be somewhere. And I've got a lot, but that's a regret that I've never properly lived in the country and learned the language.
Well, this is the thing. I would have picked it up. I mean, I was sort of, and I was quite keen to learn it, but it was obviously I didn't last that long. To be fair, that said, I do still harbour some sort of desires of moving back out there. But
have you kept? Are you pen pals? Are you still?
We are still, yeah, in contact. Nice. Just a little bit. I'm not meant to say that because if she tunes in, but I highly doubt she'll be listening.
No.
I fucking hope not.
Many people tuning in are still.
Yeah,
FBI. It's CIA. Good. So yeah, well, I'm glad. I'm mocking, but I don't mean it. You know that, Harry. I felt quite sorry for you. I saw you when you came back, and I thought,
yeah,
you know, young loves never a smooth path.
But to be fair, I feel like maybe I rushed going out there because we were sort of obviously all wanted to see her. But I was surprised her for her birthday, isn't it? That's why I went out so quickly.
Yeah.
When really truly, I should have got everything together. If you move in country, I think you should probably kind of have your shit together before you do it. Instead, I just packed a couple of bags and just thought, fuck it, I'm going. Like.
Well, it all very much depends on your definition of getting your shit together, doesn't it, Harry?
Because yeah, this is the thing.
That could have been, like...
I just spent getting a few of my belongings together.
I'm here, I finally got there.
Yeah.
But I think that's it. And, I mean, far be it for me to be a relationship counsellor, but maybe the three bottles of wine and the karaoke incident with the sister and boyfriend present. I mean, that, I feel... See that might be a
I think it was a straw that broke a camel's back, but it was a pretty fucking big straw.
It was a big straw.
That's the thing.
And a camel that was already in trouble.
Yeah.
You do live your life on fast forward. I'll give you that.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I need to just slow down there.
So, good. Well, so I think, yeah, we got through. Well, on the other side, I think it's always important to just look at the bright side. We've all made it. We've all come through to October. And... I think probably, but I don't know, maybe Steve's the only quite exception. Well, you know, I'm pleasantly surprised by Chelsea's season so far. Notwithstanding Liverpool fluking the win, as they so often do, we actually look quite good against Liverpool. I was, frankly...
I was impressed by
concerned we were going to get absolutely taunt, because our defence is definitely not finished. But I think Chelsea aren't as shambolic as I was expecting after... Binning the manager as soon as we started to look good at the end of the last season.
I'm definitely going to sound like the bitter Grinch, but I don't think any team this season, in regards to going for top four, say.
The only team I think is actually, City, let's be honest, that haven't.
Exactly Liverpool, City, Chelsea, Arsenal, none of them have really shown anything yet that.
Do you not think? I think Liverpool.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's like completely outstanding.
I suppose the thing with Liverpool, they're not really. Have you really thrashed anyone?
We beat United 3-0 at Old Trafford. We beat Milan 3-1 away in the Champions League.
I think, sadly, not sadly, brilliantly, United just aren't.
That's useful. Where are they? 14?
Yeah, there's no.
It's quite impressive to put United in that list of big challenges.
I was going
to
say, I don't think they. Right, I get it.
Go to Old Trafford. He's gone to Old Trafford at any time. Yeah. And also, I think we've done it. 3 games into the season, so I don't think they'd not completely capitulated by it.
Like, I'd missed your first couple of games and seen this rolling momentum of, you know, this is a team that's solid and powering to wins. But then when I watched your next couple of games, I don't know, I actually think they give away quite a few chances.
Well, do you know what? I mean, after the Forest game, Slot changed it and just tweaked it a little bit. Because you've got to bear in mind, I don't think he wanted to change everything straight away.
Yeah.
Because if you change too much, then the wheels can come off. So I mean, stay with Klopp's approach a little bit more. Because now the build-up's slower, and we don't let the fullbacks go.
Yeah.
So against Chelsea, second half, we shut up shop. But I think it's important that you can do that. Because Arsenal proved over the last couple of years, if you're nice and solid, you've got, I mean, we've got six forwards now that will completely hurt, like, can hurt you at any time.
Yeah.
If we can stay solid, we'll nick a goal. And then... And it has to be slightly more boring. City are a bit like that as well, where they can just see a game out and really...
Management. That was surprising, because like I said that, you're right, our goal was, I mean, that was a careless pass. Of course, as always, they tried to get it as offside, even though it definitely wasn't offside. But that was a sloppy goal to give away to Chelsea. But Chelsea give goals like that away every game.
Oh, I thought Salah's pass was class, though.
That was good. But the fact that they were all just running in, there was about three of them running in, and where was our defence from that?
Yeah, but I think it's difficult. Salah does that often when he cuts inside.
He is quite good. No, he is good. But
because
I think
you see the run.
You've just scored. You've got to not let that kind of run happen. You've got to just.
Well, actually, it was quite clever what we did. I mean, Neto was man marking Trent. And what Trent did is, instead of just staying in his natural position where it sort of blocked it all, he went and ran halfway across the pitch, and Neto followed him.
Yeah.
And as a result, the ball came into Van Dijk and he just played a pass to Szoboszlai, and then all the gap opens up.
As always, you saw far more in that game than I did. I was just okay. What was funny, I came to watch that here, the second half, entertaining with Rafi, the Bedlington, on my own, because I thought Chris and Rich were here, but they weren't. So I was on my own watching it, and there was this young Chelsea lad, like 20-something with his old school shirt on, going nuts when we scored. So of course, Rafi, the better thing, sits on the screen, just starts barking along, thinking it's a like crowd trouble. So he starts barking. Then, of course, it goes to VAR. Then it's an award again. So he starts screaming again, this Chelsea boy. And so Rafi starts barking again. So they all now decide that Rafi is a Chelsea supporter. And we got a lot of attention. I've almost got a free drink. No, it's not going that far. I didn't get a free drink. But it was nice down here. More Chelsea than Liverpool. I would have thought it would be...
In here? We're a superstitious bunch. We don't like watching football outside. You never really see... I don't see many Liverpool fans.
And you know what it is.
Well, this is the thing. I'm always like that, where I don't watch Liverpool outside of my house.
Yeah.
The last two times we played Arsenal, one was on my birthday, October 9th, because there's never a game on October 9th. It's usually international break. Because of COVID, all the games have been moved. On the calendar had changed. So I decided, fuck it, I'm going to go to the Abbey and watch Liverpool Arsenal. And we ended up losing 3-2. I think we should have had a penalty. No, Thiago, it was such a soft penalty at the end, where he wasn't going to clear it.
And
so they nicked the game off us. But because it was my birthday, my ex-girlfriend Lola had baked me a birthday cake. Right? She spent all day the day before doing it. And as the final whistle blows in the game, my mate Jacob thinks, this is a great time to start bringing his cake up with the candles and sing happy birthday. And I'm obviously fuming that we've just lost this game. So yeah, they sing happy birthday. And I decide to just face plant the cake. Fucking put my head in it. And well, we're not together anymore, so that's probably that might be it. I did sort of force feed it to everyone afterward. When she said I spent all day baking it, I thought, fucking hell, I thought you bought it from like Sainsbury's or something.
I'm fairly sure we could just take the football out of this podcast.
Yeah, go
Harry. Harry's. Why is Harry single?
Yeah, that's we should do another pod on the side.
Yeah.
And then the last game that we played against you was I was in Thailand. So the last two games we played at the Emirates.
So what, you just watch it at home normally?
Usually I watch Liverpool at home. The big games, yeah, because I'll sort of watch it with my dad and my two brothers. We have a good record when I watch it indoors. There's something about that, like a sense of superstition, it all comes into it, you know.
So where are you going out on Sunday?
I'm indoors. Do you know what? I tell you what.
You're going to try and get him out.
The 2-2 draw, when you scored twice against us, I watched the first 10 minutes of it in the Abbey. And my mate Alfie comes in, and he's a massive Spurs fan. He obviously didn't want you to win the title. And he looked straight at me and said, H, go home now. Do not watch it now. And we were 2-0 down by the time I got home.
Alfie is superstitious on the basis that he thinks where Harry is has a bearing on how Liverpool plays.
Do you know what? We were 3-0 up against Sevilla once in the Champions League, and Alfie was in my house watching it, and he went, look, come on, you're 3-0 up. Like, come on, let's get up. Like,
yeah.
You can go out now. Like, you're going to win. We went up to Oak. We drew 3-3. And I said, Alfie, I told you. It's a real thing. So now I'm so superstitious. I mean, I think my mate Jordan was an Arsenal fan.
You stayed out though, you just went to a different pub.
No, I was watching it at home with 3-0 up.
Oh.
And then I went out and went to a pub.
To celebrate the after.
Yeah, and then we drew 3-3. But this is the thing, I was in Thailand with my mate Jordan, who's an Arsenal fan, but he's a bit of a... He's become an Arsenal fan over the last couple of years, you know. As most Arsenal fans, it seems like,
have come out of the last couple of years.
No, he was an Arsenal fan before, but just...
more of an Arsenal fan.
I don't think he could name five players.
No. No, I think a lot of them, and obviously you're excluded from this, though. Steve. I think you've got long enough record not to be accused of this.
Yeah,
but
yeah, you're all right.
They are coming out of the woodwork now, because it's...
I've never seen so many Arsenal shirts. In so many different colours.
Well, you missed it, because it was the last one, but we were talking... I was cycling down to Chelsea for the last game of the season, and obviously Arsenal still had a chance of winning, and there were loads of them around. You said it was like the old days, loads of Arsenal shirts.
I know people that I've known for decades who suddenly had an Arsenal shirt last season.
Yeah.
Really?
Now, I'm just going to get a drinks in, but before that, I'm thinking the one thing I really like about Arsenal shirts at the moment is the away one they played against World War for Bournemouth, which is exactly the same as, is it Sully from Monster Inc.?
I knew he was going to use that comparison.
Do you know what it is, isn't it?
Well, I didn't really get it. I mean, of course, immediately the Chelsea WhatsApp group was sent the picture of not a good day for Sully, because obviously got sent off.
I mean, they had one that looked like Mike Wazowski last year.
Yeah, but that one, but then suddenly I hadn't realised that is what they have been. And actually, the trouble with it is, I really like that show. I think that's a great, that's a sort of wacky old 80s colour scheme.
I'm quite impressed you know who Sully is.
Yeah. Well, from Monster Inc. Yeah. I'll just set the WhatsApp of the picture.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what as well? And it's got the old Adidas logo on it as well.
I know, so it's just superb. Sort of nice, it was superb. Who do you want? Same again?
I'm okay, actually. I'm drinking.
Which that? What, are you in cider?
I'm in cider, yeah.
Which one? Is it Inches?
Inches, yeah.
Right, you carry on catching up.
So look, let's talk about Sunday. Let's dread it now. I can say I'm not feeling as confident. Your timing for playing us with the absences we've got is
It couldn't be better. Yeah,
you've landed plush on.
We have, honestly, and I feel like we came up to the Emirates, and like I said the last two times, not in our best form. I think last year as well. I think we had a couple of injuries, and although we weren't at the races, we were still sort of in the game. We were still level until Van Dijk and Alisson decided to.
Well, as much as we had a lot of luck with injuries last year, but I still don't know if we deserve.
Well, there's quite a few now.
Because the possibility from here is that Saliba, Saka, Odegaard,
Calafiori,
will all be missing on Sunday.
I mean,
and that's a spine of a team.
Yeah, we'll take that.
And against Bournemouth, even before we had Saliba sent off, it just felt like a little bit like. Play for the draw, and if we can snatch the win,
yeah.
And if we're going to do that on Sunday, which is partially what I suspect.
Well, to be, it's, I mean, it's 7 points if you lose. The draw hands City a little bit of an advantage. It's like, do you go for it and risk that 7 point gap and six behind City, or do you play for the draw and then keep it 4 points between us and then maybe City go?
Well, the reality is as much as people talk about. Sizes of squads and stuff. No club can have players as good as Saka and Odegaard waiting to come in. Because if they're that good, they're not going to be sitting on your bench.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, Sterling doesn't look. I mean, I've never seen him as a right winger. He has to play on the other side for me because he likes to cut inside and he likes to arrive on the back post for tap ins. On the right, because he's never had that sort of delivery, you know. He's never had
Juan Martinelli's one of the few players fit. So he's not shifting. And I also think Arteta quite likes his defensive.
Yeah, he does do. Yeah, he does a good coverage.
He tracks back, which Sterling definitely won't do.
Mm.
So we're going to play Sterling probably out of position.
And then, I mean, yeah, you don't have many options. I mean, yeah, you don't have many options on that side, do you? Because Saka, I mean, he's usually fit. I mean, plays
well, you
can
play Jesus because he's more familiar.
You're not wrong, yeah, I suppose.
But then Sterling, my. Play with that extra 10% being an old Liverpool.
Yeah, and City. So it's all just it. Yeah, George, you know what?
It's just the worst timing to play you boys because I think.
Saliba
sending off is a massive.
It's massive, yeah.
That's a hot. And Calafiori would have been a good steady the ship. Ben White's been a little bit shaky this year.
Mm. And I mean, I don't see Ben White as a centre half anymore because he's played so many games at right back. It's difficult to then shift him inside. Is Timber back?
No, he's probably going to... Oh, actually, there is a 50-50. They say he might.
Wow.
But his 50-50s are very much 60 minutes and off injured.
Yeah.
So,
no Timber, no Calafiori, no Saliba. So, Kirior...
And it's Gabriel. The home game. The home game is the one where...
You have to get the result,
your belt, and then you can go to somewhere like Anfield and go to the draw if you can.
And I think a lot of the talk from Arsenal fans, and the reason why you are still positive, even though you're 4 points... from the top is that you've played three really tough away games.
Yeah, I mean, I actually checked bizarrely yesterday, and in November, I think we play at home once in the whole of November, or maybe not at all.
Yeah. Well, okay. Wow, how about that? Cheers, Bruce.
And then
cheers.
In December.
Cheers, mate.
Bruce. Welcome back.
Nice one.
I love it up here. It's great.
It's great, yeah.
Yeah, secret door.
We've arrived. So yeah, I think it's yeah because you played. Well, so who have you had away? You've had City away.
We've had
away,
City, Villa, and Spurs.
Villa. So they're.
Yeah, you've had proper teams. We've only played. I suppose we've played Liverpool and City, and lost
both of them.
So we've only the rest of them. We haven't played.
We've had a really sort of quite lucky start in terms of the way the draw fell. But then I mean, who have we played away? United and I can't think of anyone else. No, but then so this is the thing with Arsenal. They've got this massive high. So they've played all these difficult away games. But I mean, if you lose at home on the weekend, how does your start?
I mean, the injuries make it a bit harder to assess. But I feel like there's a lack of spark there. maybe trying another season without a striker was a bit optimistic.
Right.
So it just feels like there's something missing.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I think you've almost become a bit too conservative. You were really good defensively, and I think there's been you've just seemed to be moving backwards.
Well, even
the good signings are all defensive.
Even the solid defensive thing is becoming a little bit of a myth, because we still conceded against Southampton and Leicester at home.
Yeah, good point.
And, these are probably Championship teams.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, Southampton.
Southampton definitely are.
Definitely.
They might as well always go back. They've had a bit of a run recently, haven't they?
Well, I think Leicester will be all right.
But I think they'll be all right. But I think it is interesting that, because you are, that's the trouble. You've come close twice. Looks like City finally got bored of winning. And if it then turns out that it's Liverpool that step into the fray, that'd be quite disappointing for all of us, I mean, let's be honest.
I don't think we were still in it last year. I thought people tend to forget that. We were batting in that title race last year, and then it got to a point where I think we're going four competitions, Klopp announced he's leaving. There was a lot of all that sort of like, oh, are Liverpool going to do it for him?
And then it turns out, no.
It became a bit more about him, and then the only thing they won was
us gifting them another bloody cup.
Well, against kids.
This is the worst thing to say.
The
worst thing to say before you play Liverpool. I don't see it. I think tactically they look a little bit sharper. The manager looks slightly.
So you think Liverpool is just because they've had an easy run so far?
I think we'll certainly know more by mid to late December.
Yeah,
I think tactically you definitely see Scott doing things
that
change game.
And he's like I say, he's implementing it slowly. He's not just gone, right, we're going to change it completely my way now, because it's just, if you change it all too quickly, it all falls apart, like Chelsea's team.
There is definitely an undercut.
It's just chaos theory.
It's like just slowly you change. And so what Slot's doing is you're starting to see it in the recent games, especially like I said at Chelsea the other day, where he just shut up. We went 2-1 up and he thought, right, that's it. And although he said we conceded a lot of possession and he didn't like that, he wants to get on the ball. But it's nice to see that we've got the other side, because Klopp, he'd like after two fullbacks playing like as wingers.
Yeah, you're right.
And go like, let's go for it.
But actually, that was what was quite surprising. I say he didn't deserve to win, but Chelsea had a lot of possession and did look, were pushing, but he was solid.
Two backs and four, and just like, right, that's it.
Yeah. And as you said, Cole needed a bit of magic.
There's this undercurrent, though, because you kind of had, we're glossing over Arnold kind of having a few spats and sulks at getting subbed.
Yeah,
Salah's been very vocal about no one's offering him a new contract.
That is not going to help. As the season goes on, if it goes through January and we haven't got Van Dijk, because I think Van Dijk will sign. I'm confident Van Dijk will sign, because he's a captain. We'll give him the contract he deserves. I think he likes being there. Trent is like, I'm 65-70% sure he'll sign, but you've got Real Madrid with Bellingham, who's his best mate. And
oh, really? They're best
mates? Yeah, they're quite close now. And Mbappe being there this season. It's a super team. So like,
you'd be hard to, I mean, obviously, well, you've been to both. Real Madrid, Liverpool.
If Trent goes to Madrid, I will go over there and it'll be the second Armada. I can't do that to me, please. They couldn't fuck my life up anymore in Spain, right? Please, don't fucking do that.
I mean, I've not been to Madrid. I've been to Barcelona. Not been to Madrid. I just want to reiterate. Where would you want to wake up? You're a multimillionaire. You've got the world at your feet. Where would you want to wake up in the morning? Bootle.
Yeah.
Lisbon.
West Derby. Yeah.
What is he still doing in Liverpool? And that is a genuine issue. I'm joking a bit.
Madrid is lovely, I've got to say. So I wouldn't blame him, but at the same time, please. They can't beat us in two Champions League finals. Then do us in the Euros. Then I move there to send home, and then they still Trent.
Kryptonite, wouldn't it?
Honestly.
It was funny because Chelsea got big vendetta and loathing of Barcelona because of that time when they paid for the ref back in the sort of I can't remember when it was, noughties, late noughties. So we don't really dislike Barcelona, but I don't really have the same dislike for Madrid, because we've done okay against them, and they're not irritated us nearly as much as Barcelona have. So it's interesting. Whereas
you beat them in the Champions League, you beat them in the semi final. Not many teams do knock them out. And you knocked him out when you went to win it.
Yes. So the second time.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah. That one time.
The second time we went on to win the Champions League. When we went the second time.
Yeah, yeah.
The first time we beat Barcelona, the second time we won the Champions League, Steve.
Yeah.
See, I can hear that now because I know ultimately deep down your club embarrasses you week in, week out.
Not at all. Good fun going to see us riot against Nottingham Forest.
And that's why you haven't been very often this season.
No, it's not that actually. I quite like going. It's been, I don't know why, I've been very busy. I haven't been at all.
Was there a spell in the summer when you saw all of this sort of 50 players coming in?
I must say it was a bit baffling.
And you saw Gallagher and Sterling. Did you feel like this is
not Sterling? Not Sterling. I've got to be honest, I hadn't realised where Sterling had gone until I saw him.
Honestly, at the weekend.
But when you see Gallagher,
where did he go there?
It's difficult to keep track.
Honestly, I knew he'd gone, but I hadn't realised where. Honestly, didn't realise till the weekend.
How many times this season have you seen a player coming on for Chelsea and thought that's the other team?
Yeah, no, exactly. The names come up. You're right. I did get very upset, as did we all did on the WhatsApp group, when that story where we had seven or eight goalkeepers.
Yeah.
I was thinking, what is going on in that club that that's acceptable?
You had what fullback? You had a fullback call the other day, and I was like, who is Vega? I thought, who is he?
Vega.
Where's he come from?
I'm not even going to pretend to list. I mean, hardly any of them. And some of the best ones are the ones that have been sent. Gallagher. Who else has gone?
You let Havertz go.
Havertz.
Mount go. You let
Mount.
Yeah.
There's a list of players. Crazy. I can say we're all
players. Thiago obviously retired. Yeah, it's mad. But it worked. Reece James is back at the weekend, wasn't he?
Mm.
He played at the weekend, which is positive for you.
And arguably, he is one of our best players, but obviously been injured. But yeah, you're right. Him coming back could make a difference.
What happened? Where's Chilwell?
Well, he's another one. He's one of our best players.
He's injured.
When he got injured,
he's frozen out, isn't he?
But when he was injured was when our form drifted last season or the season before, because he's a really good. He makes a difference.
Yeah, you have that.
And now he's not really back in the side.
You have that fucking Spanish mug, Cucurella. Yeah.
Unfortunately, he did play quite well in that final.
Yeah, I mean,
I was watching him.
Yeah, that's wild.
He never plays like that for us.
Honestly.
So which club is worse run, United or Chelsea?
You see, it's a good point, because I would challenge anyone to claim that any team is worse run than Chelsea at the moment. Having said that, actually you have to think maybe it is Man United, because what is going on there?
I would say United edge it solely because it's quite a random reason, but I think when you've got a stadium roof that leaks.
Yeah.
That leaks.
It's wild. And it's not just a leak, I mean, it's like a deluge.
Oh, really? Oh, I did hear about this.
I mean, that's pretty bad for a
press. It's like a shower.
It's supposed to be the biggest club in the country.
I know, they are still, aren't they? They're wealthiest still, team in the
financially,
league.
Yeah. They still bring in
the. Yeah, they have the most assets, because obviously poor old City are being held to account because some dodgy sponsorships from brothers. But Man United have got the biggest, highest disposable that they can spend the most on players.
Well, have you seen what RJ Ratcliffe has done? He's cut so much of the spending. So he's sacked Sir Alex Ferguson for starters. I mean, they weren't paying him $2 million a year just to sort of sit in the stands and be like the face of Manchester
United. Red baboon's bottom.
Yeah, with that nose of.
Yeah, they sacked him because he
just sacked him. It was like, no, we're giving you $2 million for nothing. Yeah. And then all of the staff, they used to get like a lunchbox, I think it was, of like, well, if you're working there, and it was like a sandwich and crisp and whatever. And they cut that back. And so now the staff just eat all the leftovers
from
what the fans haven't bought, basically, or from like the director's box. So like just half eaten prawn sandwiches or something like that. And it's like, and apparently, they used to have like a staff sort of canteen sort of thing. Now they're just on a sort of some seating and a table right by the toilets.
Nice.
So it's nice to see that Jim Ratcliffe is really, really making the club a nice place to be.
It's interesting, for all the sins, none of us want a resurgence of Man United. That's the last thing we want.
I don't think there's much risk of that anytime soon.
I'll be really pleased with top four, because that's got a bit harder than it used to be as well for Chelsea. I still think at least we've kind of in their mix.
You're in the mix,
we're not already. Were they 14th?
If someone said to you, right, as a free gift, you can go in the Chelsea gift shop tomorrow, pick up a shirt and have a name on the back. What name do you get on the back?
Cole. Chippy Chip Cole,
of course.
He's literally the one-man team, isn't he?
He's the one-man team. Well, and but have you seen the interview about what he'd have, what his after post-match meal is?
Is it Chinese?
That's great, yeah.
No, it's Chinese. But he basically takes the question, like you've asked him to explain quantum physics. He goes, oh, it's a tough one, that. He goes, you've got to be Chinese. He goes, well, really? And he's been interviewed by Mank as well. He goes, yeah, you know, salt and pepper. What was it? Salt and pepper chicken
or something.
Salt and pepper chicken.
No, yeah. I don't get salt and pepper chicken. It's too much.
That'd be too much. That he goes, no.
But they got the chippy chips.
He goes, chippy chips. You know, them chippy chips. And it's going like they are talking about him. Like it's the most serious.
He goes,
curry sauce, noodles. And the bloke goes, hard. And he nods. Yes. He's like, no one is ever going to answer a harder question better than I have. And you watch it and you just kind of thinking, football's safe in the hands.
I'm going to make a wild assumption that his kitchen has never been used.
He's got a private chef. Isn't
you can't help but laugh, can you? You think, what? It's all close up. It's like a kind of proper, you know, serious political interview.
He knows how to make a good cuppa, though. I watched a video of him the other day making a cuppa, and he was wearing a lovely duffel coat. He was just pretending to be outside.
What? There's someone filming him making a cup of tea?
Yeah, he's explaining how he makes his cup of tea. And he did, to be fair, to his credit, he was all in the right order. I mean, he didn't put the milk in first. I mean, and he didn't put like the tea bag in last. So, do you know what I mean? I think he's done all right there.
You've set the bench quite low.
You're not going to make a tea with milk, water, and then fucking the tea bag last. So,
I've got a wild feeling that the delivery drivers around Palmer's place do more mileage than
they're in business.
Mind you, somebody was saying he looks like some sort of dodgy roadman from Kentish Town and the whole haircut and everything. And somebody said, but you do know he's been privately educated because he was at City's Academy from like six, and he's had a private education.
Of course, yeah.
And so somebody said, is the whole thing a media genius act? And he just plays it, so he actually knows what he's doing. He's saying, I am an archetypal Manx footballer, but actually...
Manx are like that, aren't they? They're quite sort of deadpan, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's a slight conversation. It's a hard thing to say with someone that's won a title 4 years in a row. But if you're Pep...
Oh yeah, that is the only... That's the other great thing about it.
Pep wants him back, doesn't he?
But the argument is, of course, that Foden and De Bruyne and Silva, that they just wouldn't have been able to play.
He was going to walk into
the team. He wouldn't have played.
And Foden, obviously, didn't walk into the team.
But he wouldn't have played and he stayed, so he had to go. But this is the thing. I mean, he scored a Welby in the Community Shield, didn't he? City. And I thought, he's a player, man. All big games he seems to turn up.
Yeah, and he's got, and funny enough, you're right, the big games he turns up, you know, slightly worried he's not so interested in the less big games.
I mean, he did go to the other day.
Kept it very quiet.
Yeah, it's going to happen more now where teams are going to do a job. The better you get as a player, it's difficult to stay consistent because teams will just go, right, he's a danger man, let's man mark him. So I think we had a plan to stop him.
But
he was poor for England, so maybe that's coming to his head.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not as bulletproof as...
I think the trouble is... That adulation.
He scored four goals in 30 something minutes, so
yeah.
He's not struggling.
He said something when he was with England. He said he's not going to start in that left hand side or right hand side because of Saka.
Yeah,
and then he did play there and was shocking. So he obviously sees himself central, but then we've got Bellingham in there.
That is another problem. I mean, it was obviously Lampard and Gerrard. Now it's Bellingham.
Palmer, Saka.
Of course, we should probably ask the biggest question. German manager.
Of course, yeah. How do you feel about that at the start of Bruce?
We loved him. We fucking loved him. He was the epicentre of the whole Abramovich psycho-American turn-up. He was, you know, he won us a Champions League. And when we must have been so far off. What were our odds at the semi-final? Because we had to beat Real Madrid, then we had to beat City, and how he's good for cups.
He is.
I think he's quite clever, because he's not. I mean, Eriksen was all right. Obviously, he's not well. In fact, is he still alive?
No, he's died. No, he passed away recently.
He died of this like as any connection. He died the day after I watched his documentary.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's
really depressing because you watch it and you're already quite down.
Yeah.
And it feels like a really personal goodbye.
Yeah. I think it came out literally the day before he died. Yeah, because I watched it then as well. Yeah. And then all of a sudden he was gone. Yeah.
And it's quite a harrowing sort of goodbye at the end of it.
Yeah.
And then you pick up the news the next day and it's just like, oof.
Yeah, he gives a real goodbye, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. He gets quite emotional.
I've met him,
entertaining, went to that, you know, Boca. What was that chef? Top chef. Locatelli?
Yeah, Locatelli. Locatelli.
Yeah. We went to his restaurant when Ericsson.
It's Giorgio Locatelli, the chef.
Giorgio Locatelli. And we went to the restaurant down. We went to this restaurant. And as we walked in, there was something on the floor, like oil or something. Gemma went flying. And as she sort of looked up, she's basically looking up at Ericsson. He's at the table. I think with his wife rather than Ulrika.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, she looks up at him and he's looking down and she says, "Don't you dare laugh." And he sort of gives a little giggle and said, "Are you okay?" Really sweet man.
Yeah.
So Gemma loved him. Not me, apparently, because I showed no concern about the fact she'd gone flying and we just went off to the table. That's not true. Gemma's always got a twisted view of things. But he was a really sweet bloke and that was right at the peak. You know, he was manager at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a really nice guy. But the thing is, I'm not sure he was great. And the other ones, what's his name? The one
Capello.
He was rubbish.
I mean, honestly, he looked like Postman Pat right at the start. But I'll tell you what.
I think Tuchel, in fact, he's done the Premiership. In fact, I think he's got that ferocity as well. I think the trouble with Southgate was no one's ever scared of him.
The difficulty with it is, look at Sven, and he's Swedish. So I don't think, because Sweden aren't like a top side.
No.
You don't look at a Swedish manager and think, oh, like where will his loyalty's like? Whereas Capello, you always thought, he's Italian. He doesn't give a toss about us.
No.
Like, and he probably wants it. No. Like, for him, he's like, he's been paid this money. Yeah. Even if he gets a sack, he gets it all.
Yeah.
And I think he banned things like ketchup from England training ground. Just things like that.
Yeah. Which is basically unpatriotic.
Yes, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Just to piss the players off. Yeah. Just like to be like, all right, I'm going to be this mad
task. Force them to be pasta.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Because tomato sauce, you could only have marinara.
I'm going to sound like one of those purists, because I am. I've never been a fan of a foreign manager for an international team.
I sort of agree with you. And I did think the guy that lost the job just because he lost to, who was it, Greece? I thought...
Carsley, yeah.
Because they all kept saying, didn't they, it's worked really well for Argentina.
Spain did the same thing.
Southgate. It works. Or it's worked for Argentina.
I mean, I'm kind of... tempted to say that sort of admit defeat now, because we've had Sven, we've had Capello, so the romance of that is kind of gone already. But I would still rather
have an English manager
of any nation. I think it should always be the best.
No, I do agree. So I'm not. I mean, yeah, I think it could be a good work.
Yeah,
I do sort of agree with you.
I think Tuchel is. I think he's ideal for this kind of management. I think he would, to be in a dressing room of that many egos, I think he's ideal.
Yeah,
but I would still.
Yeah, I don't think Carsley was never good enough. I don't think, and you saw it in the games, Carsley. And to be fair, we did lose to Greece. I mean, the reason we lost to Greece is obviously because Baldock died the night before, and he was a Greek international, but he obviously was grew up in England.
Yeah.
And so obviously, I think the Greek players must have gone out into that game, and you know, you play with like an extra. Well,
this is our
20%. Your mates just died. He was an international, and he obviously blending. There was something about that game that just felt like Greece were destined to win it.
You're right.
And they just had, but they had lots of chances. I mean, they were the better side.
That, or it could have been five midfielders and no strikers that England played.
Good point. Yeah, I can't believe they didn't play Watkins. It was like
didn't play Watkins.
No striker with your Arsenal. Fair enough.
But I mean,
no
striker. You've actually got. Kane misses one game and you don't play Solanke.
You don't give any of the other strikers a go.
And then Watkins played. He came on for Kane in the game after against Finland and set up all the goals and was great. I mean, he won the free kick. That Trent scored and then set up a goal for Rice. Yeah.
I would have given it to Lampard for 2 years until
Howe. As would I. Yeah, yeah, I agree with you.
Just took it.
Yeah, honestly,
I would have done Lampard as well.
Actually, Lampard would be quite good in that setting.
Didn't Lampard build that team that Tuchel won Champions League with?
Yeah.
But also, exactly.
Sure, I'm sure he got out of group stages. I mean, Tuchel could have took over after.
But also, like him or not, he's someone that can stand in a dressing room and say, look, I've won this.
Yeah.
What have you won?
Yeah. Or I've played
No, exactly. He's got. Yeah, he's got. I'm unequal to you. There's no one there that can really say I've done more.
Well, I think this is why Southgate was good, because he can turn around and say, look, I've played in. Because he missed that penalty, didn't he, for England in 96. So he was able to turn around and say, look, I know what you're coping with now.
Yeah.
I know what the pressure's like. Lampard can say the same thing.
Yeah.
Even though he only made it to a quarter final, but even so, he can still say them.
And he's won club level. He's won.
Yeah. He's won a lot. Yeah. Whereas Tuchel, we'll see.
That's been brilliant. I think we should end on forecasts. I mean, we haven't really. I'm just.
We haven't spoken about fantasies yet. I wonder why, chaps.
How many points have you got?
Oh,
God. Let's have a look. I think we need to make a league now. Again,
first start, we do have to make a league again. That's true.
I don't even know why I'm signing, because as I said last season, it starts in January.
Of course.
I said it last year, it turned out to be true.
I'm not going to count my chickens just yet, but I must mention that I have just gone top in the Monday
night. Just gone top. He is on quite a lot of watch. Was that fucking
insane?
That is 483.
483.
Yeah. What are you on?
Oof, what are you on?
What did I tell you I was on at the weekend? Well, I lied. 429.
Oh, okay. So I'm now.
Are you? You're not, are you?
But I'm second from bottom.
Oh, you are 429. You're
the only person. Okay, the only person below me on Monday Night Football.
It's Klaus.
So I mean, I didn't realise I was playing with the big boys. So now that's just embarrassing.
Yeah.
Where are you?
On 440, aren't you?
I'm on 484.
Well, that's good.
It's better. It's you better what? Better than both of you.
You what?
84. Check that.
Unbelievable.
Incidentally, one more than you.
How are you top?
That's good.
Unreal. Okay,
that is just top of our shitty little league. That's
what has gone on there? Right, okay, cool. I've got some big changes to make.
As I say, it doesn't really... I mean, it's Saliba's red card to my forwards. And Arnold, who seems to get bonus points if he farts too loud.
I had Kudus.
Well, I've never understood the bonus points, but as you've put it, I've learned nothing for our season.
Well, I suppose, did you grasp the new rules? Did you?
You can do more transfers.
You can do more transfers.
Yeah, I did spot that, because I haven't been doing any. So I did spot that, but entertainingly, you remember that, arguably, from our point of view, from a pure fantasy point of view, the funniest moment in last season's podcast was when Harry realised that he'd been charged for nine transfers, and he hadn't even noticed. Well, Klaus has been doing that. Says you can only allow one or two free, and he's been doing five or six every week. So it's not even he's disengaged. He's just
so to reach our fantasy football quota. Yeah. You can see there's a mystery chip in January.
Where's that?
What do we think it's going to be?
Well, I don't know.
They haven't unveiled it yet.
A mystery chip
that you're going to get to use from January.
Interesting. Okay.
Was it you're allowed to play Liverpool players? Is that something? Would that be allowed?
You're allowed maybe an extra player from a good side? Because you're only allowed three, so...
I came up with a nonsense theory that it might be FA Cup based on the fact that it was specific to January.
Oh, you get points for the FA Cup.
Fair enough.
Like maybe you could pick a Premier League side playing a Minnows or something.
And have some players in it.
But I think you're probably more accurate. I think an extra 12th player or something.
Yeah.
For a week.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Or you can change your captain over the weekend or something.
Yeah, that's a good idea, that. Yeah, you can do double, like...
You can have, like, one captain Saturday, one captain Sunday.
You are so sad, you two, because you've actually...
See, well, I mean...
The sun is sort of makes
sense. Have we got any changes we're going to make for the weekend?
Jesus, yeah.
Well, I've got Saliba, and...
How many transfers have you got?
Good question. I have... Three.
I have three and all. Yeah, this is where I knew we'd have to change, because I left Saka in last week and I meant to change him for Son, and because I knew I wanted Saka out the last week because I knew he was injured, and obviously this week because he was playing Liverpool. So I need him, and then I've got to move Kudus out, and then my only other player is Minter, who's got a knock. So I think they're the three.
But it's not a fantastic run of fixtures, really. So, Brentford. Okay, so maybe Mbeumo against Ipswich.
Yeah, where is he, midfielder or striker?
In this, he's a midfielder, but he obviously plays as
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, cool. And he takes penalties as well. I think that'll be the move for me as well.
Mbeumo.
I'm saying Son for Saka, Mbeumo for Kudus, and
Son over Solanke.
I've got Solanke in there already.
Oh, you've got Solanke already.
But he's the thing, Son's a midfielder, isn't he?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to move Saka out because he's a doubt, and also I don't want him because he plays against Liverpool. And then it's Kudus because I'm going to move him in for Mbeumo, and then I've got someone else, and that's my little worm.
Well, I think I'm going to take out one of my three Arsenal players because Saliba not only is suspended, but I just feel like since he got linked to Madrid, his head's gone a little bit. He had a nightmare for 4 months.
He did, yeah.
Oh, you think he's got all excited, and the fact that he's in a monster recap.
Well, the Arsenal fans were laughing at the basis of, if he keeps playing like this, Madrid are not going to want him, so we're okay.
You have to raise his game again.
And unlike some Arsenal fans, I actually think he should have been sent off against Bournemouth. I don't think it was that harsh.
It was a bit, but you know what you mean. He was the last man.
It was made a lot harsher when you then watch a game 24 hours later, the same thing happens, and the player doesn't get sent off.
And they get a bonus points.
And they get bonus points.
No, I love it, because there's loads of Arsenal player supporters on the Monday Night Football, and they're just so furious about it, and the whole irritation about it, and I just laugh and go, that's why it's fun, because you are, as I said, I think, either the stupidest or the dirtiest player in the team in the league, and I think we all know what it is.
Now, do we think there's going to be a massive trap in fantasy football this weekend, where City are playing Southampton at home, but Haaland won't play?
Because he's not done well either. He's not done well.
Yeah, he's been a bit quiet recently, isn't he?
It's also one game where you could really rest him if you wanted to.
Yeah, you know where.
And do they play this evening?
They must play tonight in the Champions League, yeah. I'm assuming.
They are. Because Paul's thinking of coming down here to watch, because Liverpool playing as well.
Of course, we've got Leipzig, yeah.
Right.
I'm not sure what to do. Yeah.
I think we should call this, because I think we're really overshot on the time. And also, my bladder's gone. So, gentlemen, that was brilliant. Thanks for coming. That was good to go again. I think we should have a final chink.
Yeah, good to be back.
Good to see you. Good to be back. I mean,
looking forward to the weekend now.
I think never say never.
Take care.